Probably some will live till 60, 70. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Amaru ummati bayna 60 wa 70. The age of my ummah between 60 and 70. Wa aqallu man yatajawaz an dhalik. And there will be very few that will probably see more than that. That's why when a person, after he reaches 70, we say, you know, bansela now. This is now extra now you're getting from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a bonus. So, in this short period of time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us, we have not come on our own. It is Allah's hukam, Allah's will, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us through His hukam. No one came on their own. In this short life that we have in this world, what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send us? What is our object? Why has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created me and you? Have Allah created us just in vain? Allah says no. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no, we have not created you in vain, with no purpose. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ Do you think that we have created you without any purpose? Allah says, no, we have not created you without a purpose. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Quran, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ Fear that day, when one day you all will come in front of me and account for your actions, young and old, no matter who it may be. لَا تَزُولُ قَدَمَا عَبْدٍ حَتَّى يُسْأَلْ عَنْ خَمْسٍ The feet of insan will not move on the day of Qiyamah until you are questioned about five things. And umrihi fima afna. Your age, your life, I gave you that life. How did you spend your life? Then particularly we'll be asked about our youth. How did you spend your youth? Because that is the time when we have the most energy and strength. Where did you use that energy? Where did you use that strength? And then, with regards to that wealth, how did you earn it and where did you spend it? And with regards to that knowledge, an ilmihi, ماذا عمل فيه, how much did you practice on that knowledge? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to question us. So we have understood that definitely Allah has created us, made us insan, put us in this world. Now that we have come, then we are not just free to do as we wish. We are under the dictates of the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have a way of life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for me and you. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam deena. From amongst the last verses to be revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam these verses. I have perfected your deen. There is no need for any addition. There is no need for any subtraction. There is no need for any change. Everything is complete. Ala nahjatin bayda, layluha ka nahariha. Everything is clear for us. Lan tadillu ma in tamassaktum bihi. You will never ever go astray as long as you hold two things. And that is the kalam of Allah, the Quran, and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is what we have to hold on to. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, this is the object of your life. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ I have created man and jinn only for one reason, that how man and jinn, لِيَعْرِفُون, the Mufassirin say that the object of man and jinn is that how they can recognize me. لِيَعْبُدُون, it refers to لِيَعْرِفُون, To recognize who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Who is Allah? Once we recognize who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, it will be easy for us to fulfill every command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one knows, no one needs to tell us what to do when you see a policeman. And you are going at an excessive speed. Automatically we know what the reaction is. Because we know what the authorities can do with us. Person needs to recognize who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with this beautiful deen. Allah has given us this iman. Allah has given us the greatest of all gifts. And that is this wealth of iman. When a person has something very valuable, what do you do with it? You'll make sure that you make hifazat of it. You protect it. You won't just leave it anywhere. The greatest of all gifts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us is this wealth of iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us with iman, take us with iman and raise us on the day of qiyamah with iman. It is that imani taqat, that strength of our iman that will take us towards the khair and goodness. The more stronger a person's iman is more built, a person has the more recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this person will be motivated towards more khair, more goodness. So being the greatest thing, most valuable thing, when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked for a special zikr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, say la ilaha illallah. He said, no, I want something that this khas with me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, say la ilaha illallah. Because if you have to take the kalima la ilaha illallah and put it on one side of the scale, and the entire world and whatever it contains, you put it on the other side of the scale, this la ilaha illallah will outweigh the entire world and whatever it contains. So what a great ni'mat we have. What value we have with us. That is why Rasulullah ﷺ taught us those du'as. That worry about your iman. Protect your iman. Worry about it that you can live with iman, die with iman, and also be raised on the day of qiyamah with complete iman. Allahumma thabbitna ala al-iman. Wa amitna ala al-iman. وَحْشُرْنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مَعَ الْإِيمَانِ. Allah, keep us steadfast on iman. Take us with iman. And raise us on the day of qiyamah with complete iman. Today we are worried about all our material things. Something gets lost. We feel it in our heart. 100 rand, 1,000 rand. Yes, you know, we experience some loss in our business. It affects us immediately. But when you lose something, when a person leaves out one salah, does it affect us? Someone else loses, gets hijacked, we feel it in our heart. Yes, we have to, our Muslim brother experience some difficulty, we feel it. Person not reading his salah, whereas Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, that person who leaves out one salah, it is as if he has lost all his family and belongings. What a loss that is. But it doesn't affect us. Because we haven't understood what the value of iman is. What the value of our amals are. The actions Allah has given us. Beautiful actions. A beautiful flourishing garden. The garden of Islam. As long as that effort is made, it will remain a beautiful garden. But when no effort is made, we know what happens on a garden. The weeds start creeping in. And then it becomes a place of insects and poisonous creatures. And then it becomes a jungle where a person can't even go into because of the danger. When effort is made on iman, it will remain beautiful. Khair will flourish. Goodness will flourish. Beautiful akhlaq, mu'amalat, mu'asharat. Like in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us another dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka imanan yubashiru qalbi. Oh Allah, grant me such iman that it must go deep into my heart. And such yaqeen, true yaqeen and conviction, that I know whatever comes to me, hatta a'lam annahu la yusibuni illa ma katabta li. That nothing will come to me except what Allah has decreed for me. Ma asabaka lam yakun li yukhtiyak. Whatever came to you was never going to pass you by. And whatever passed you by was never going to come to you. Everything is in the decree of Allah. Don't say, lo anni fa'altu kana kada wa kada. Walakin kul qaddar Allah wa ma sha'a fa'at. Fa'inna lo taftahu amal ash-shaytan. We have been prevented in a hadith to use the word if and but. Don't say that if this happened, then this it would have happened like that. And if I did that, then this would be the end result. No. Say, قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ وَمَا شَاءَ فَعَلْ. Say, that is what Allah decreed. And whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, that is what will happen. Nothing more than that. وَرِضًا بِمَا قَسَمْتَ لِي يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ. And oh Allah, make me happy. Give me that رِضَى بِالْقَضَى. I'm happy, I'm pleased with whatever you have decreed for me. That is taqdeer. We are so fortunate today. We have so many people are taking their lives. So many people go into the depression because they don't understand this concept. They don't understand that they have to submit and leave everything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah does as He wishes, as He pleases. And we have to be happy and pleased at all times with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. Strange is the affair of the believer. Kul in amrahu kullahu lahu khair. Everything that comes to him is good for him. When something good comes to him, he makes shukr, and that is good for him. When some difficulty, some test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, he is patient. So that is also good for him. He is rewarded for every difficulty. Hatta shawkatu. Even the thorn prick. Even a person puts his hand into his pocket. I lost. Where's that money? 100 rand. Lost it. That little grief that a person experiences, afterwards he puts it in the other hand, pocket, he finds it there. Even that grief that a person experienced just at that moment where he thought that he lost it, afterwards he found it. Just that for that grief that a person experienced, even he's rewarded for that. That's how kind Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. So we have a very, very beautiful deen, but it has to be protected. There were many people before us, in many, many countries, they went with Islam. But because of not making effort and being concerned that I can lose this deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can take that deen away from us if we don't appreciate it. If we don't make effort on that beautiful gift that Allah has given us. Any ni'mat, you don't make naqadri of it, what will happen? It will be taken away. In the same way, this iman, if we don't make, we don't appreciate this ni'mat of iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can take it away. Who are we? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give that opportunity to the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to say the kalima la ilaha illallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me and you the tawfiq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deprived even the wife of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, the prophet of Allah. ضرب الله مثلا للذين كفروا امرأة نوح وامرأة لوط. Both were prophets of Allah. But their wives, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give them iman. So we have this iman. It is for us to be concerned about it. We think that we are reciting it today. What about when the time when we are leaving this world? A person can say something today. One word. And because of that one word, that one word can take him straight into the fire of Jahannam. On the other hand, a person can say one good word. And that one good word is a means for a person going straight into Jannat al-Firdaus. Last words are this kalima, la ilaha illallah. 100 years old, person wasn't a mu'min. Last words of his, la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Straight into Jannah. So a person has to be concerned about this iman. This fikr has to be made all the time that I have iman. What about the generations to come? What about my children? We can see all the effects of the technology today. Everything is about how that iman can be snatched away. Everything is about that. The smartphone, and all the different things that are taking place and all our children are becoming exposed to. Is that how we can snatch away that iman? Snatch that iman away. It's in our own home. It's happening there. The fire is raging. The fire is raging. And what we are doing? What are we doing about it? We have to understand that Allah has given us this gift. That not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deprive us. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught sahaba, jaddidu imanakum. Renew your iman. كَيْفَ نُجَدِّدْ إِمَانَنَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. We got iman. We are in your company. Those were sahaba. Rasulullah is speaking to them. Renew your iman. How do we renew our iman? أَكْثِرُوا مِنْ قَوْلِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Say لا إله إلا الله excessively. When you're at home, teach, speak about Allah. Speak about Allah so that the greatness of Allah can come in our heart, come into the children's heart, come into our wife. Come in the home. When you are in the streets, when you are doing your business, remember Allah is watching me. Allah is watching me. I can't do a wrong deal. I can't cheat someone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what I am doing. Alimun bi dhati sudur. Inna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir. Inna Allah sami'un basir. Are those verses coming in front of us all the time? Those are those verses that must go into our heart. Because his heart is not meant for the dunya. His heart is not meant for the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not send us to this world for gaining wealth and amassing wealth and amassing fortune. If that was the object, then we will know what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life would have been. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life was Ra'ina al-Hilal, Summa al-Hilal, Summa al-Thalathatu ahilla fi shahrin. Three moons and not a fire lit in the houses of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Any of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, none one of the houses. So that was the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this iman, this mudhakara of iman, is for who? Wadhakir fa inna dhikra tanfa'ul mu'mineen. Remind, because the reminder is beneficial for the believers. So you say, no, but that person next door, you know, is a non-believer. Take the message to him. Dawat is a need for each and every one of us. Dawat is a need for each and every one of us. If you do not invite, you will be invited. Invite to the Muslims and invite those non-Muslims as well. Talk to them. If they come with the shock, should we deprive them of Islam? No. We have to talk to them. If they come, they want to know about Islam, we go, we talk to them. The main thing is that speak about Allah so much that reality of that iman, the value of amal, Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam came, every one of them, they came in different environments. They were the greatest people on the surface of the earth. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, the greatest person, the greatest man on the surface of the earth, the greatest person that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. Lawlaka lama khalaqtul aflak. It wasn't for you, we wouldn't have created the whole universe. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam came, and what was the da'wat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam? Something different? قُلُوا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ تُفْلِحُوا. Say لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ and you'll be successful. وَيْحَكَ أَبَا سَفْيَانَ أَبُو سُفْيَانَ. Oh, destruction be on you, Abu Sufyan. جِئْتُكَ بِالدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. I've come to you with dunya and akhirat. And what's it? How you get dunya and akhirat? أَسْلِمْ تَسْلَمْ. Believe in Islam and you'll be saved and you'll be protected. So there's that, the way of salvation. Salvation is only in bringing deen in our life. This whole effort that's taking place today, the effort of da'wat, is once again to revive that same effort, which Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the greatest people that came on the earth, to revive, to bring it, to understand that it is my responsibility. I have to talk about Allah. I have to go to from person to person. I may be safe. I may be in a good environment. I'm here in the masjid. What about the hundreds and thousands of people around us not reading their salah? What about the hundreds and thousands of people that are leaving this world without iman? Does it ever prick our conscience that I am responsible? That Allah has sent me for this job. Allah has sent me for that job. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salam, go and, you know, turn that city upside down. But there is a pious person there. He never ever disobeyed you for a blink of an eye. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, start with him. Start with him. Because when he saw the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being broken, he did not blink an eye. So you start with him and destroy him first. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us clearly, emphatically in the Quran, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. O Rasulullah s.a.w., go and tell the people that this is my way, I invite towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ with wisdom, with hikmat, أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي. I invite towards Allah, وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي. And all those that will bring iman on me, they also will do the same job of inviting towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you talk about Allah, you get happiness in your heart. You'll feel fresh. نَظَّرَ اللَّهِ إِمْرَأً سَمْيَ مَقَالَتِي فَوَعَاهَا. Allah the Rasul made dua for that person. That you hear something from me. And then you convey it to someone else. May Allah keep that person fresh and healthy. Allah will keep us fresh. Allah will keep us with good health. And afiyat, the moment you start talking about Allah, talking about Rasulullah s.a.w., talking about the sunnahs of Rasulullah s.a.w., taking those words of Rasulullah s.a.w. and conveying it and bringing this talk alive. There's too much today, everyone is inviting towards everything else. We are being invited by too many things. How do we overcome that? Allah has given us this work. That's why the ijtima will be taking place. We know we have been told about it. It's for this 8th, 9th and 10th of August in Overport. The ijtima will be taking place there. All of us make niyat to come there for the full duration. Ijtima is not just come there and listen to the bayan and that's it. And, you know, see, and then after that start commenting about the bayan. Oh, it was a very nice bayan. Or, you know, or it could have been better. Or, it wasn't in English, so I didn't understand. You know, why didn't they put Maulana Qahtani on? It's not about people. It's not about who the speaker is. It's about what's being spoken. Allah Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ki baat hai. Come and listen to it with an open heart. And Allah will guide us. If we sit with the correct intention, then no matter who is speaking, as long as the person is a muttabi, a sunnah, as long as the person has got Allah in his heart and is conveying it, then what comes from the heart will touch the hearts. So, we come to the ijtima. Ijtima, whole object is to create the mahol and the fiza of deen. To create an environment of deen. Create an environment of dawah. That once again, people come back to the object of our life. Start valuing this iman. Start making that effort to protect this iman. If iman is protected, amal will be protected. Generations to come will be protected. When we speak about Allah and da'wat, then they say yaqeen is made. When yaqeen comes in the heart, then amal will come. And when amal comes, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become happy. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send down good condition. Not only on us, the whole ummah benefits. The whole ummah. When we leave out the da'wat, and then automatically the yaqeen also becomes weaker. We get affected by things. Everything will affect us. The mahol starts affecting us. We get affected by it. And then what will happen is amals then start coming out slowly from our life. We don't realize two rakat salah I can take from the treasures of Allah. We go towards a bank, we go towards this person, go towards that person, we stretch our hands to this one and that one, thinking we can solve our problem. And when amal come out of our life, then what will happen is Allah becomes angry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down difficult condition, difficult test upon the ummah. So now what we have this beautiful effort. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding. Let us all come to the ijtima, invite others, bring others. And during the course of the ijtima, let us all understand that I am there at the ijtima. I am there to create this environment. Welcome the brother next to me. Today we go, we'll see this person's fault, that person's fault. There's so many. We are full of faults ourselves. So we're not going to there to see what's the next person's fault. We're going to see, Mawlana Ilyas Rahmatullah used to say, this work is about the exchange of good qualities. Go and see the good qualities that people have. Go and see that person next to you crying at the time of tahajjud. You know, who is that person? Go and see, let me get that quality of that that person reciting Quran for long, long hours. Let me see him. Look at him. Look at that person who's got the tasbih in his hand and is carrying on. No one told him, but he's carrying on making the zikr of Allah. Look at that person and admire that person who's talking about Allah. So we also do it. Do it and invite others and everyone that, whatever we hear, convey it to others. They're in the ijtima. And together with that, whatever, you taught a person something good there. You don't know, people came there, they don't know anything. They came, you told them some good word. They made amal of it, on it. And then what happened? Whole life they made amal on it, you getting the reward. You gone in the qabr, you getting the reward for it. What a beautiful business we got. Huh? What are investments we can make. We only worried about making investments, you know, in this company and that company and that. All that's going to leave behind. When a person passes away, then the people start asking what he left behind. And then the malaika and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ask, what did he bring with him? What did he bring along with him? Let's worry about what we're going to take with us. Start making effort on that. Start making fikr on that. Our thoughts should be motivated by that. Our thoughts must be motivated by akhirah, the time when I'm going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't know sure when we're leaving this world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the reality and the tawfiq to make amal. 8, 9, and 10 of August, inshallah. Let us, inshallah, plan ourselves how we're going to go, take others with us. There's a taxis that will be going from here, from Phoenix area. Let's book our spot there, spend that little bit, few rands in a part of Allah. We'll see the investment in the akhirah. Allah give us.